Proclamation number 3967 of 2nd of February, 1947. Faith struggle last phase. And if the bulwark of faith is shaken, the time of the end has come and the lost judgment can be expected on every day. The battle of faith will be waged in such a form that you humans will be able to unmistakably recognize which hour has struck, for it is a visible action against everything that is for me and testifies for me. It will be a battle which has nothing else as its aim than to undermine the knowledge of me as the eternal creative power, as the creator and sustainer of all things, and to deprive people of all faith in a supremely perfect being, in a power which is unsurpassable in its wisdom and strength. And this last battle is of utmost importance, for it is the signal to overthrow my adversary, to bind him for a long time. For he now exceeds the limits I have set for him. He seeks to completely eliminate me and to ascend to the throne in order to thereby make the redemption of the still unfree spirits impossible, which can only take place if the human being strives towards me of his own free will. But for this he absolutely needs to know of my existence, for if he is to choose his Lord, he has to get to know him and have the opportunity to do so. My adversary, however, tries to deprive people of this opportunity by raging in the world such that he mentally influences people to reject me, i.e., to declare me as non-existent and thus enormously widen the gulf which already exists between the human being and me. But my adversary is not entitled to this right, and therefore I will deprive him of his power and strength for a long time by binding him and with him the spiritual beings on earth which had fallen prey to his influence and separated from me of their own free will. But first I will let him rage so that his intention will be obvious to everyone, so that they themselves shall take a stand for me or for my adversary if they are confronted with the final decision. And this test of faith will be hard but inevitable. Only a few will pass it, and only those who have been instructed in the pure truth and have recognized me as a loving Father, as a wise creator and powerful controller of the universe. These will not waver but stand firm against every demand of the world to confess or reject me. Yet it will also be difficult for them, for Satan works with all conceivable means to push my own away from me. They will try to achieve a separation from me with cunning and force, and my adversary will find support from all sides. The people no longer want to be subject to a higher power themselves. They believe that they can free themselves from it if they reject it and don't consider that they will have to answer to this power on the day of judgment. But anyone who has penetrated the truth, who has been instructed by his spirit, will also be able to follow the battle of faith and through the agreement of it with my predictions recognize the truth of my word, and he will stand firm, for he fights with me in full awareness of my leadership, my protection and my victory over Satan. Nevertheless, he will also have to fight himself with the sword of the mouth. He will have to defend himself against all attacks of the enemy. But the shield of faith will cover him and his soul will emerge unscathed from the final battle. But anyone who does not stand in the full truth will not stand but all too easily change to the enemy's camp. He will waver in his faith because he lacks the knowledge which gives him an explanation for everything which, as seemingly not of divine origin, is cause for doubt or unbelief. He who knows the pure truth also recognizes the connection of all events with the development of all creatures, but the ignorant person lacks knowledge, conviction and therefore also faith. And therefore the constant attention of the servants on earth working on my behalf during the last days shall be to impart the right knowledge to people about the meaning and purpose of creation and the human being's task on earth, They shall make the correlations clear to them and always work towards making my will known to them. For then they will mature in realization and their faith will become strong and unshakable, and they will also emerge victorious from the lost battle of faith on the day of judgment. Amen.